Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Shred Show Live, where we bring you industry professionals, entrepreneurs, and the best of the best from around the world who are willing to share how they shred, the strategies, the techniques, and the actionable items that you need in your business to go out and dominate. Join us as we shred, show up, hustle, repeat every day. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, I know what you're thinking. These guys need to calm down a little bit. They're excited to be talking about non-QM, but I'll tell you what, it's an exciting time to be talking about it. So good morning and welcome, everybody. We appreciate you joining on another episode of The Shred Show. Of course, I'm your host, Josh Fitz. And like I said, I've got two incredible gentlemen hanging out with me this morning. I've got David Schroeder. I've got Mike Smeltzer. I'm excited to have both of them on the show. David, you've been on the show before. This isn't your first rodeo. You've been here, you've done this, and you guys continue to do so many great things. How are you this morning, David?
I am doing great. Thank you very much for having us, Josh. You know, people will tell me that I use the word excited a lot because we do have a lot going on. But I will say, I think you are more excited than I am about non-QM. And that is a high bar today, which I love. So I'm bringing it. Look, I just want to say, you know, I am excited to be talking about it today because we have so much going on, bringing together our New Res family with our Caliber family. And, you know, it's all about providing options to our broker partners. So non-QM is a huge important part of that and giving our partners confidence in delivering a new product like that, delivering something to borrowers who really need it. And so we're just so excited to be adding Mike to our team, who has a very deep expertise in this. And we're going to learn more about that today. So, again, thanks for having us.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you. And Mike, new to the show, new friend of mine, new acquaintance. I'm so excited to have you. You know, what David just said is absolutely brilliant. And I kind of want to touch on that. Before we do, though, for those who maybe don't know you, maybe know your background. Again, I've had David on the show before, but maybe just take just a quick second and share your background, because you've been in this industry. You understand originators. So share a little bit about your background in the industry.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me this morning. So, yes, I started at a non-QM mortgage company back in 2013 and helped develop some of the first products that we took to the market. And back then, the products were nowhere near as sophisticated as they are today. It was just basically, it was one rate and one LTV and a couple of guidelines. But they have the market has really matured. It's really brought on additional products so that it can truly help an underserved population that didn't have access to credit before. So that's one of the main themes that you'll hear us talk about today is, We're providing the American dream to people that didn't have access to it before non-QM came around.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And like you said, you're really opening up your opportunities. You're expanding them, which, David, you kind of mentioned this. And I want to just hit on this real quick before we dive into this. You know, there's been a lot of talk about New Res and Caliber, the joining of forces. And more than anything, David, you said this. This is just an opportunity for two incredible companies to come together and help the originator. At the end of the day, that's what this is all about. That's what we should be excited about when it comes to names and product and little things like this. You know what? Don't worry about it. Go do what you do best. Look for opportunities like non-QM that's adding to your guys' repertoire. That's all we need to worry about, right, David?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and it's been an amazing experience for me over the last couple of months bringing together these two teams, because we've got account executives all over the country. We've got inside account executives that are supporting brokers, and everybody's just come together to figure out, hey, what's in the best interest of our partner in serving them? And so we've spent a lot of time figuring that out of how to align everybody towards that, getting everybody trained on the systems. And really, I mean, what's been awesome about it is taking the best of both. I mean, we've looked at some of the great things that New Res was doing, some of the great things that Caliber was doing, and putting those together. And so I think what people are going to see, and you know, it starts with a conversation like this and non-QM, but what you're going to see over the coming months and years is just a continuing build of momentum, both in product innovation, in the technology that we're offering to deliver it, and so many other places, whether it's marketing support, et cetera. So, you know, like I said, this is a milestone conversation because it's the first time we've really been able to come out and talk as a team about this. But, you know, let's get it going.
I was going to say, we get to talk as a team. We get to share. Like, I really want to highlight this. It's bringing two of the best, bringing them together, bringing two worlds, joining forces. And like I said, it's benefit of the broker, benefit of the originator, which at the end of the day, we get to help the consumer. We get to help them achieve that dream of home ownership, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go. So Mike, Let's start this non-QM conversation because I really am excited about it. But I want to start basic here. I want, before we get into some of these products, before we get we deep dive, because there's some really cool stuff that we're going to be talking about. Let's start like base level. I literally had a couple questions coming in from originators across the industry saying, hey, I'm excited to hear this. I'm not too comfortable with it. You know, you hear the non-QM, and sometimes the perception, the mindset is like, oh, non-QM, they're just not good borrowers. You know, they got themselves in trouble. Or this or that. There's a lot of misconception when it comes to non-QM borrowers. So let's really help the people understand, what is a non-QM loan?
Well, let's just go really basic. I don't want to go into the technical part of it.
Sure.
It's really any borrower that would fall out of an agency loan. That's really a definition of it. Either an agency loan or a jumbo loan. So it truly is a product that is designed to help those borrowers that fall between the cracks and are locked out of access to credit. I'll give you an example. So in the mortgage industry, we use tax returns to determine a self-employed borrower's income. Well, that document is not designed to determine someone's income. It is designed to determine someone's tax liability. And if you are self-employed, aren't you going to reduce your tax liability as much as possible? Of course you are.
Absolutely.
But they do that without knowing how that's going to impact when they go to apply for a mortgage loan. These are extremely good borrowers. I can tell you, I've seen the numbers. These delinquency numbers on a bank statement loan or our Smart Self product are incredibly good. These in the market, these borrowers perform. You can see how the income goes through the business in the bank statement to be able to see if they can satisfy the mortgage debt. It's an extremely, extremely well-performing product. And it gives access to self-employed borrowers who were locked out of the market before.
See, I love that explanation because, again, sometimes when we hear non-QM, it's like, oh, non-qualified borrowers. That is not it. It's like, again, it's business owners like myself. It's us, those entrepreneurs who are out there who, again, we're not going to get into the whole Uncle Sam taking our tax dollars, but we really, like, we're smart. We're trying to think of, like, how do we save money? How do we continue to invest in the company? So these opportunities, these mortgages are really designed for that. And you even mentioned jumbo loan. Like, these fall under those categories. And exactly. That's what I want people to understand is like, hey, this is not, you know, a non-qualified consumer. This is helping more people. This is a good thing for the mortgage industry. And David, I mean, again, you and I have been doing this a long, long time, but that perception of non-QM, we've heard it. They're not non-qualified people, correct?
That's exactly right. They are qualified. You know, I would just go a step further to say, look, I mean, the agencies are by design, they are government agencies. And so they move at the speed of government. And what we're doing with non-QM is moving at the speed of the market. We have private money coming in to react to what's happening. And so when you think about bank statement, what's going on in our society right now, the gig economy, people going out and being entrepreneurs. Heck, the people that we have on this call are the purest of entrepreneurs, our LOs and our brokers. And so, you know, look, this is a massive opportunity that serves a real market and serves a real place in building our partners' business. So that's, again, why we're so excited about it.
Oh, I love these.
Go ahead, Mike. I can share some numbers with you that really show that this product in the non-QM space it performs. It does, because the numbers show. So obviously when we, originate this product, we take it to our hedge fund who takes it to the market and securitizes it. So when one of these bonds go to the market, the average FICO score of these borrowers is 720.
Whoa.
The average LTV is in the low 70s. The average DTI is in the low 30s. That borrower is going to perform. No questions.
Right.
That's why so much private money is coming into the space, because these are mortgage-backed securities for good borrowers. I mean, your average LTV is in the low 70s. It's a can't-miss type of proposition.
Well, that's it. We're talking really safe, more like those numbers. Like, you hear some other, like, those are phenomenal for those who actually understand the back end. And then, like I said, mortgage-backed securities, these are like, investors are eating these up. They're like, yeah, all day long, give me those numbers, baby. The default number is just so low on those. So again, That's what we want to stress. As we start this out, ladies and gentlemen, we really want you to keep that in the back of your head. So don't discredit these people. Don't discredit this product and this opportunity for you. There's so many people, especially in this day and age, like David mentioned, the entrepreneurs out there, a young new generation of millennials that want to start their own business and, you know, go after the American dream of running their own business. This really helps them out. So let's dive deeper a little bit more into some of these opportunities. And I want to share my screen here because I want to share with the people. You guys have put together an incredible kind of documentation. And there's actually a few different products of this when it comes to it, right, Mike? There's not just one product fits all. It's kind of like, hey, there's a few different ones that we want to look at here. So let's kind of talk about them a little bit.
Sure. Well, the first one we talked about was our Smart Self, which is a bank statement product for your self-employed borrowers. It's either 12 or 24 months of either business or personal. And from those bank statements, we can determine if the business is generating enough cash flow to satisfy the mortgage debt. It's that simple. It truly helps an underserved population have access to credit. The next product, which has really taken off this year, it's called the Smart Vest. And this is in the market. You might have heard of it being called an investor cash flow loan or a DSCR loan. This is for your savvy real estate investor who has a portfolio of rental properties. Today, most of these individuals do not know that this product exists. I'm telling you, we think you hear about this all the time because we're in the industry. The general public does not know they have access to credit. So today, this population of individuals for this borrower, they're using hard money to buy these properties. This product will allow them to not only cash out some equity out of their current portfolio of properties to buy new inventory. So how the loan works is, you use the market rents from the subject property to determine if enough cash is flowing through the property to satisfy the mortgage debt. And it's an easy, easy equation. It's just your market rents divided by your PITIA. If that meets your DSCR requirement and you have the credit score, you pretty much have a loan. So this is truly for a savvy real estate investor who today doesn't know this product exists. And this is a repeat customer too. This customer will come back to you over and over and over again. It's not a one loan type of transaction. This will be multiple loans over the course of his business.
I'm glad you talk about that, Mike, because David, that's something too. As originators, we want to continue to expand our market. Like Mike was saying, this is for real estate investors. This kind of opens up you as an originator to go out and find those people. Say, hey, I've got a product for you. This expands your reach of realtors, of those who are into real estate investing. Again, this allows you to kind of open up new opportunities. Sometimes we just think about the consumer looking to buy a home, looking to refinance. This does start to open up our minds a little bit of like, hey, there's a whole nother niche of people that I can talk to now.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, I talked about earlier that this is the kind of product and the thing that NewRez and NRZ are bringing to the table through Caliber, that we are looking at what's happening in the market. And when we look at what's happened over the last, you know, call it year, 18 months, it's second homes, it's investment properties. That's where so much of the action has been. And this opens that up for those customers, for our brokers to reach out to them. And the other thing I'll say is that, you know, on the Smart Self, one of the amazing things that we've built, like I mentioned earlier, we're training our account executives to be ready to support. We've got an underwriting staff that's ready there, including what we call our scenario desk, where you can bring that income in. They'll take a look at it before you submit the loan so that you have that confidence as an originator that you can present it to a borrower and have some confidence of what's going to happen downstream, and as well as get some consulting about, hey, what can I do in structuring this deal? So again, we're setting this up for success. We're building new markets for our partners.
Well, and that's exactly what we want. And something we already know and we expect from Caliber is that communication. It's that education. This just provides the account executives one more opportunity to come and be like, hey, David, I got your back here. I've got another, like, you got to take a look at this. I want to expand your business. I want to see you make 2022 an even better year than 2020 and 2021. So again, that's why this merge, this acquisition, this bringing these two companies together is just brilliant. Like, it does bring a powerhouse into the industry. So sorry, Mike, you know me, I get excited when I see opportunities for our originator and our LO family out there to continue to grow. I'm excited. But let's talk about this last one as well, the Smart Edge.
The Smart Edge is a full documentation type of non-QM product. And the type of borrower that would fit into this is really called, it's more like a just miss jumbo. Mm. And as we know, the jumbo product, it is really straight down the fairway. If you are out of bounds, you're going to fall out.
Sure.
And also a good way to source this product is, you know, team with a financial planner or some type of money managers, because those borrowers today that fall out, they're going and getting loans based off their investment portfolio, you know, doing margin loans. Well, obviously, if you're a money manager, you will not want that because you can't trade the product. Nope. And they don't want to send their borrowers or their customers to a bank because a bank's going to solicit their funds. This is why this would be a great product for a money manager to send their customers to an LO who has access to this product, because we're not going to solicit, you know, for their assets. We're just going to provide the service of providing home ownership. So this is a full documentation loan, for a borrower that falls just outside of a Fannie Mae loan or a jumbo loan. But it's more a high balance loan is what this product is designed for.
Which right now, we all know, with the market though as it is, with home prices at all-time highs, there's a lot more loans that are kind of falling into that category. So now it does. Again, it opens up an opportunity for those who are looking down that. Like you mentioned, your jumbo, your vanilla, if you will, for lack of a better term, jumbos, they're straight down the fairway. There's no variance there. This opens up that. This gives you that opportunity to kind of go and be like, okay, those who don't fall under this vanilla, we can really make this happen.
And I also wanted to share something about non-QM lending that people probably don't know or understand at the moment. So non-QM lending is you don't put it into a DU or an LP and it comes back and says, approve eligible. This is truly old school underwriting to determine if a borrower is credit worthy. Hmm. Give you an example. It's called scenario-based lending. So when we go and do a securitization, roughly about 30% of our loans have an exception. So think about that. 30% of the loans did not meet guidelines. So it's truly looking at the loan to see, okay, if it doesn't meet the guideline, does he have or she have compensating factors that will, you know, outweigh the credit risk that not meeting the guidelines require. And that's why it's very important that if you think you have a good borrower, that maybe, you know, let's say the requirement is 6 months reserves and you have four, but sure, the rest of the loan is strong. Do your, you know, send it in for an exception. We do exceptions up front before you even send the file to us. So you can tell us the story, let us know, see the credit, let us see the application, and we can tell you whether or not we can grant you the exception.
That's right. And it's such an important point, Mike, because I think, you know, one of the crown jewels of Caliber historically has been our underwriting team. The fact that broker partners and loan officers can talk to an underwriter and really work through and structure a deal. So this is right in our wheelhouse of adding non-QM to that offering, because now, you know, we could get in there and talk to people about this. And again, you know, we have a jumbo series. We've done more jumbo in the last month than we had almost the prior year put together. So things are growing there. And now it's just, again, providing that full service experience for our partners. When you bring us a loan, you know that we are going to be able to help that loan. If anybody can help that borrower, Caliber can. And so, you know, when you bring it in, be prepared to talk to our underwriter and get a full suite of services.
Man, there's like I see a hashtag coming out of this. Caliber can. Hashtag Caliber can. This is one of those things. David, you literally took the words out of my mouth, because working with Caliber as long as I have, from a broker owning my own brokerage, Caliber always, anytime I had a question, and I'm going to give a huge shout out to Tracy Evans, my girl Tracy Evans here in Utah. We love our girl Tracy. She's amazing. Everybody knows her here. But whenever it came down to a question, a scenario, when I really needed to get down and dirty, like, hey, let's look at this. I mean, we'd send it over to Caliber. They look at the real human interaction. You know, we talk about with fintech and with tech on the rise, you know, and automated underwriting and DU and this and that and that. There still are mortgages these days, like you said, Mike, that still fall under. You actually need a human who understands, who understands not only humans and borrowers, but also understands the mortgage process and understands, hey, this loan is going to perform. Hey, this loan is going to be something worthy of investing in. on the backside. This is what gets me excited because, again, sometimes we just think so much about the future of the industry, which, again, that's not saying that this isn't the future, but there are still people involved. When it comes down to the end of the day, our industry is about people. It's about humans. It's about understanding them and better understanding them so we can help them achieve that dream of home ownership. That's why I'm excited. This is why this conversation is so exciting because, again, sometimes when we hear non-QM, people just, they glaze over and they're like, nah, this doesn't affect me. I don't want to go down that road. But you're crazy not to look at it. You're crazy not to get educated. Like David said, reach out to your account executive, reach out to the team at Caliber, and really start to, hey, you know what? Let's formulate a plan. Let's look into this because maybe 2022 is the year for you to start diving in. Like I said, and we've all mentioned many times here, entrepreneurship, millennials, they're on the rise. They want to grow their business. And again, this allows you to look at those loans in a different way. Guys, this is exciting. And we're literally just scratching the surface here. I mean, we've only been like 15, 20 minutes talking about this. And there's so much more information that you guys need to know. And as David and Mike both said, you want to get educated. That's who we are as mortgage professionals. We have to be the experts. We have to be the advisor, as our good friend Barry Habib talks about. It's not just being an LO anymore. It's being an advisor, understanding the needs of our consumers. Once you start to do that, you put yourself on a whole different level. Guys, this is exciting stuff. And like I said, I know we're just getting started. There's so much more that we can talk about. Any final things as we start to wind things down here on Non-QM?
Look, the only thing I would say, you know, is I see people around the industry with the shirts that say I heart mortgages. You know, if you love mortgages, you're going to love this product because it brings together all the best. I mean, you're helping people who are underserved. You're solving interesting problems in structuring loans, and you're going to learn new things. And the way you can learn new things is by reaching out to your Caliber account executives. We've got registration for webinars over the next couple of weeks to learn more. So, you know, it all starts with reaching out to your amazing AE. You mentioned Tracy Evans. We got so many great people out there to serve our brokers and loan officers. So reach out today, learn more about it. That's what we're here for.
Ooh, reach out and get educated. Mike?
Well, my final thoughts are this product will continue to be an innovative product. It will not be static. It will continue to evolve. Caliber and NewRez will continue to put out new product. I'm in the process of writing new product as we speak. So we will be an innovator in this space. We will be a leader in this space because it truly does serve an underserved population. And that's, in the end, that just makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Mike, he like practiced that, like mic drop. He's like, yeah, I got this, guys. Don't worry about this. I'm out. But that's just it. Innovation, dedication, and partnership. Those three things is what Caliber does best. Bringing up from the very beginning, bringing these two incredible companies together to continue to help our industry, to continue to help us as mortgage professionals thrive. Guys, I cannot thank you enough for the knowledge. And like I said, we just shared a little bit. You guys really want to get to know? You guys got to go check out Mike and David Schroeder. Go check out, and we'll post a link below so you can start getting educated. And like David said as well, reach out to your account executive, have those conversations, and start learning. So in efforts, you can go help your borrowers as well. Ladies and gentlemen, huge shout out to David Schroeder and Mike Smelter for joining us on this show today. Huge shout out to Caliber and NewRez for the opportunity to talk about this incredible opportunity for you and for your business. Ladies and gentlemen, with that, as always, we appreciate you. We love you. Now it's time for you to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. See ya!